This is VOA News Flying Remote. I'm Tommy McKee.
Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed cases is nearly 4.2 million. In the United States, 81,000 plus have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. Top White House officials said Sunday they expect the U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. Currently, it's at 14.7%. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday that the reported numbers are probably going to get worse before improving in the second half of the year and into 2021. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS News Face the Nation that he's expecting a jobless rate north of 20%, with millions more laid off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. The Trump administration officials spoke optimistically about a relatively quick rebound from the coronavirus Sunday as life within the White House reflected the stark challenges still posed by the pandemic. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin predicted the American economy would rebound in the second half of the year from unemployment rates that rival the Great Depression. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says that Mr. Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says that Mr. Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but is following the advice of medical officials. Pence's move comes on the heels of three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force placing themselves in quarantine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. As President Donald Trump tries to move on from the coronavirus, Congress is rushing to fill the void and prepare the country for the long fight ahead. Compelled by the lack of comprehensive federal planning, as states begin to reopen, lawmakers of both parties, from the senior-most senators to the newest House member, are jumping in to develop policies and unleash resources to prevent a second wave. In the House and Senate, lawmakers are pushing sweeping proposals for a national virus testing strategy. One seasoned Republican wants a warlike public health fund. A New Jersey freshman launched neighboring colleagues on a regional bipartisan task force to help guide northeastern states back to work. New South Wales, Australia's largest state, will begin loosening its lockdown measures Friday. Cafes and restaurants will be allowed to seat 10 patrons at a time, outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people, and visits of up to 5 people to a household will be permitted. Playgrounds and outdoor pools will also be allowed to reopen with strict limits. Weddings, which had been restricted to 2 guests, will be able to host up to 10, and indoor funerals will be allowed to have 20 mourners. New South Wales has been hit worst by the coronavirus and Australia, with about 45% of the country's confirmed cases and deaths. It recorded just 2 new cases Saturday out of nearly 10,000 people tested. The World Health Organization has suspended its operations in the main Houthi-held areas of Yemen to pressure the rebel group to be more open about suspected coronavirus cases. They include the Yemeni capital and Hodeidah, the country's main port on the Red Sea. The Yemeni government reports 51 COVID-19 cases and 8 deaths in parts of Yemen it controls. But the WHO suspects the Houthis of withholding information about the coronavirus toll it places it controls, including the capital and other big cities. The WHO says it's treating Yemen as if there is a full-blown COVID-19 outbreak. WHO says that there are credible threats and perceived risk for its staff. A leading scientific advisor to the British government said Sunday that drug companies should not be allowed to make big profits from any medication that effectively tackles the COVID-19 virus. Peter Horby, a professor of emergency infectious diseases at Oxford, said the poorest people in the world should have easy access to drugs like remdesivir if proven effective. Horby, speaking on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, said the solution could include the use of more than one antiviral to kill off the virus, coupled with other medications to tackle inflammation caused by the body's reaction to foreign bodies. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.